Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are here again. Here we are. Another year has passed. Our goals, our resolutions, and achievements are now just things that we either did or we didn't do. Some of us are hoping to do or to be better this year. Others are just glad to have last year in the rearview mirror, and perhaps some of us are just doing all we can to survive or get by. Of course, the annual commercials have returned to remind us how discontented and out of shape we are, and offering to resolve our issues with just three easy payments and a few more lifetime subscriptions. It all feels like a rat race that keeps piling on more burdens, more expectations, more ways that we must perform, try harder. Even our religious solutions tend to add to more weight and more weight than relief. Yet centuries ago, Father, you sent Jesus, your Son. You sent him to us as your representative from heaven. He knows you intimately, better than anyone. And he came to proclaim this curious offer we find in Matthew 11, where he said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Jesus became one of us so that once and for all we could know the true heart of God, his Father. Surprisingly, it's a humble and gentle heart. Not haughty and harsh. Not at all what religion has led us to believe. Apparently, God's desire is not to stand over us like an angry authority figure to scare us and make us jump through hoops. In fact, he could not have arrived in a less scary or more relatable form than a baby who grew up to look like us. One whose simple faith in God we could watch and imitate. To the weary and exhausted, Jesus says, "Come to me and you will find rest for your souls." He claims to be not only the Son of God, but also the Lord of the Sabbath, which is an amazing concept that our friend Tim is about to unveil before us in a marvelous story form. Thank you for inspiring him to prepare such an important message for us today, and for his willingness to invite others to help him make this lesson the best it can be for this diverse crowd. I'm eager to hear your Spirit speak through him and simultaneously teach our hearts to live from a place of rest, so that this performance-based world can see in us a superior, soul-satisfying, alternative way to live. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.